God, he had already committed rebellion against God. Therefore, the penalty of death had already been enacted and it had been pronounced against man. Everybody know that the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. And since man had already sinned, praise God, death had already been ushered in and already been pronounced on him. But praise God, but man had to die. However, there was one way out of this dilemma. There was a way out of this dilemma. Praise God. If the perfect and ideal man would bear the penalty of sin for man, then his ideal death could stand for and cover any man who really trusted in him. Amen. Amen. How many in here today trusted in Christ Jesus? How many in here trusted in Christ Jesus? You see, and this again is exactly what Jesus Christ did. He was the ideal and perfect man who loved God with all his heart. Therefore, when God willed Christ to bear man's penalty and judgment for sin, he was perfectly obedient to God the Father, even in death. Praise God. Therefore, he did not deserve to die. I'll say that again. Praise God. He deserved to live forever with God. But because he loved us so much, he allowed his son Jesus to be, praise God, the penalty for the and pay the debt for our sin. Not only that, Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead. He was the ideal and perfect man. Therefore, his resurrection can stand for and cover any person who truly trusts him. Praise God. How does God raise up the believer together with him by Christ? By belief, by trust, by faith. And when a person truly believes in Christ Jesus, God loves his son so much that he counts the person's faith as his identification with Christ. So we want to know how he raised us up to live together with Christ. If we trust Jesus Christ, praise God, he raises us up so that we live in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm talking about the person believes and loves Jesus for his righteousness, for his death, for his resurrection. Therefore, God counts the person as being together with Christ in his resurrection, in his death, praise God, and in his righteousness. I'm talking about as his having already died and been raised with Christ, as his having been placed in the death and resurrection of Christ, as his having been identified in the death and the resurrection of Christ, as having been made a partaker in the death and resurrection of Christ, as having been in union with the death and the resurrection of Christ. You're going to get it in a minute. Praise God. As him having been bound together with the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You see, the Apostle Paul writes that Romans chapter 4, verse 3. He says, for what says the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for what? For righteousness. Praise God. Paul picks this same ideal up, and he takes it on over to verse 24 and verse 25. Praise God. He says, righteousness shall be imputed. What would he mean by that? It should be granted if we believe on him that raised up Jesus Christ. Praise God, our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised, praise God, again for our justification. And finally, Paul writes to the church at Philippi. At Philippians 3:9, look what he says. He says, and to be found in him, not having our own righteousness, because there is no righteousness in me. Praise God, you may look at me preaching here today, but praise God, the only righteousness that I have is the righteousness that I am in Christ Jesus. He said, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Amen. I tried to tell folks, don't ever look to your own laurels, praise God, for your goodness and your greatness, because your goodness and your greatness, as Isaiah said, praise God, is nothing but filthy rags, praise God. So as I get ready to close here, my brothers and my sisters, the work of God's mercy is evident in the life of the believer. He has quickened us together, praise God. He has made us and he has raised us up with Christ Jesus, praise God. And therefore, if he has quickened us together and he has raised us up together to be and live with Christ Jesus, praise God, you know what we ought to do? Amen. We ought to walk as though we are believers in Christ Jesus. Yeah, we ought to praise God. We ought to be worshiping God every opportunity that we get. We ought to be thanking God for all of the things that he has done for us, praise God. Not just on a Sunday, praise God, but on a Monday. Not just on a Monday, but on a Tuesday. Not just on a Tuesday, but on a Wednesday. Not just on a Wednesday, but on a Thursday. Not just on a Thursday, but on a Friday. Not just on a Friday, but on a Saturday. Praise God, every day that we live, every day that we move, every day that we have our being, praise God, we ought to be giving God the thanks and thank him for what he has done because of his great work of mercy. Because it's because of his great work of mercy that we are what we are today. I look out into this audience today, praise God, some of y'all, I look at you, praise God, and I see where you were almost 20 years ago when I first walked through the doors of this church, praise God, and I see where God has brought you from, praise God. I won't call no name, but I see that God has lifted some of you all up, praise God, where you used to come to church maybe once every 5 months, maybe once every 6 months, praise God, you are now making your way to the house of God so that you can love, praise God, so that you can forgive, so that you can praise God for all the things that he done. And we are not where we should be yet, but praise God, thanks be to God, we are going to get where we have to get. Praise God, I say, praise God, and I'll say it until I go home. Amen. We have to learn to forgive one another. Praise God. And when I see somebody say, he need to stop preaching about that, you know what? I'm going to stop preaching about that. Praise God. When I see people walk through the door and speak to each other. When I see people walk through the door and hug people's neck and not walk around the church so that they can't speak to them. I'm trying to tell us something. God's great mercy is at work on the inside of us. And we have no reason to look down our nose at nobody else. Yes, I just like that woman this morning. Praise God. Yes, she might have been a prostitute. Yes, she might have been this. She might have been that. But you got so many people, praise God, with this Pharisaic idea, praise God, about the fact that they are self-righteous. Can I remind you, praise God, that your sin is just as bad as anybody else's sin. That's why I like the fact that Jesus had to tell that unrighteous Pharisee by the name of Simon. He had to tell him a little short story. He said, now, if that was one that had many sins, and if that was one that had a few sins, who is it that should be more grateful? Who should have this extravagant love towards God? And thank God, the old crazy Pharisees did ask her, right? Praise God. He said, well, the one that was forgiven of more things. Well, what he was trying to tell old Pharisee, don't you sit down there and try to criticize her for what she used to be. Because you know if the truth is told, praise God, if the truth is told, we got a whole bunch of used to be in here today. Praise God, some of us are still used to be. we're hiding. Look, praise God. But I'm trying to tell us today, we have no reason, amen, to look down our nose at nobody. Praise God. And the day that I see, the day that I see, somebody say, you just stop preaching about that.
Yeah.
I'll stop one day when I see daughters walk through the church, hug their mama neck. When I see sons walk through the church, hug their daddy neck. When I see folks who used to be at each other's throat walk up and say, I forgive you. Would you forgive me? Praise God, hallelujah. We're all talking about going to heaven. Praise God, but I have no part of heaven. I have no part of hell. I don't have no heaven to send you to. Neither do I have a hell. I'm trying to get in myself. But all I can add to you and give to you is what the Bible says. The Bible says that we have to love ye one another. And let me tell you something. You don't love somebody. Come out here, Sister Howard. You don't love somebody. Praise God. By coming into the church and you see them coming and you... If you got an ought against somebody, be man or woman enough to walk up to them, shake their hand. Sister, if I did anything that offend you, I'm sorry. Would you take my forgiveness and go on, praise God? Because we are both trying to go to the same place. I can't stand here Sunday after Sunday, preach about heaven, teach about heaven, pray, sing about heaven, and then bust hell wide open because I can't love nobody. I'm just trying to tell us, God, mercy. His mercy is at work. And if you have accepted him as your personal savior, because of all the things that he has done for you, you ought to forgive. I can't quote it. Sister Lee put out one of her sayings this morning. If anybody got it, find it. Thought it was very appropriate. It talks about forgiveness. Somebody, if you got it, somebody come up here and read it so everybody can hear it, if they didn't get it. Come on. You see, Raymond Raspberry sings a song that only what you do for Christ, it's going to last. All of this foolishness.
Yes, yes.
All of that, this foolishness. That stuff is going to play out.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Major Warfare.